From ABC News, I'm Chuck Severson, giving jurors a behind-the-scenes look at damage control over the Access Hollywood tape and the $130,000 hush money payment. A star prosecution witness today at the first criminal trial of a former U.S. president.
Hope Hicks, formerly one of Donald Trump's closest advisors, broke down on the witness stand Friday, moments after she told jurors that she believed Donald Trump wanted to avoid publicizing his alleged affair with Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. The judge excused the jury briefly as Hicks wiped her eyes and briefly left the courtroom. She apologized to the jury minutes later when she resumed a gentle cross-examination from Trump's lawyers.
ABC's Peter Harlambos in New York. Many low-lying parts of the city are bracing for catastrophic flooding later tonight after torrential rain yesterday and today in southeast Texas, says Houston Mayor John Whitmire.
I want Houstonians to know that everyone is in place. Our first responders are here. You can see the resources and equipment that is prepared for peak levels.
A U.S. official says the U.S. has been briefed on some of the Israeli thinking on humanitarian evacuations from Gaza, but it's not a final plan. Charged with bribery and money laundering, Congressman Henry Cuellar, Texas Democrat, and his wife, says ABC News senior congressional correspondent Rachel Scott.
Prosecutors allege Cuellar was behind an elaborate scheme, accepting $600,000 in bribes from an energy company in Azerbaijan and a Mexican bank, money that was allegedly laundered through sham consulting contracts. In exchange, Cuellar allegedly agreed to use his position as a U.S. congressman to push policies that would benefit the bank in Azerbaijan, which borders Iran and Russia.
Nancy Pelosi, Al Gore, Michael Bloomberg, and Michelle Yeoh among the recipients today of the nation's highest civilian honor, the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the White House. Also, Opal Lee, who pushed to make Juneteenth a federal holiday. You're listening to ABC News. Meeting with local officials and law enforcement in Tucson, Arizona about the challenges of keeping fentanyl and other drugs out of the U.S., Secretary of State Antony Blinken talked to China on reducing exports of related chemicals have made progress, but not enough.
What we'd like to see now is public law enforcement action so that we see and people in China see that people are being prosecuted and convicted and companies are really being put out of business.
Traffic stopped on a main East Coast interstate after a fiery accident involving a gasoline tanker truck and two other vehicles damaged an overpass. Now crews are racing to get I-95 reopened quickly.
As expected, Friday's commute in and around Norwalk, Connecticut was a mess. This is work continues to remove a bridge over I-95 that was damaged in a tractor-trailer fire. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont advising,
stay away from this area for at least another 72 hours. Take the train, stay home. I think you're going to save yourself a lot of stress.
Connecticut's Department of Transportation Commissioner saying that workers are on track to open the road by Monday. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Tennessee Governor Bill Lee today signed a bill that will require social media companies operating in the state to get parental permission for users under 18 years old. The bill requires social media platforms to verify the age of an individual who attempts to become an account holder and prohibit minors from joining without parental permission. Chuck Severson, ABC News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.